Back home into Melbourne now, where more than 300,000 people in the city's hotspot suburbs are preparing to go back into lockdown tonight. The Prime Minister and the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews are urging those affected to do their bit to help contain the spread of the coronavirus. But despite a significant number of them refusing to get tested, Mr. Andrews says he won't be making the swabs mandatory. He's been briefing the media. Samantha Donovan, our reporter, joins me now from Melbourne with an update. Afternoon, Sam. So firstly, have there been many more cases recorded in Victoria this morning?
Yes, 73 new cases, Tom. 42 of those are under investigation. They're the ones that, of course, are most of a worry because the source isn't immediately clear. The Premier this morning wasn't able to say how many of those 73 new cases are from the hotspot suburbs. But he did say that while the number of new cases is high, there's some cause for optimism.
We are finding new cases, but there is the beginnings of some consistency here, and that is obviously better than other options where we might see doubling and doubling again. It is exactly why we've taken this course of action. We've made these decisions, taken these very difficult steps, because it is in the judgment of our public health team exactly what is required to bring some stability back to these numbers and then steadily drive those numbers down.
Premier Daniel Andrews. So, Sam, is the Premier happy with the number of people getting tested in those hotspot suburbs?
He is fairly happy, Tom. 113 tests have been done in the hotspots just since late last week. But we know, though, that 928 people in just two suburbs, two of the hotspots, Broadmeadows and Keilor Downs, have refused tests. And he's obviously disappointed with that. And the health department is looking into the reasons those people have refused tests. He's been asked this morning if he'll make testing mandatory, and he said no, because it would involve, you know, police escorts, and he certainly wasn't keen on the idea of forcing people to take a test. But he's really imploring anyone in the hotspot suburbs to get tested, and 12 new testing centres are being opened up to help out with that. As to the reasons why people may be refusing, there was a caller to ABC Radio in Melbourne this morning who said he didn't fancy taking a test and then having to self-isolate at home. Another nurse who's actually been involved in the door knocking said they've sometimes been crossed wires, and that people who have had the door knock and expected to take a test haven't turned up. So obviously a lot more investigation being done into why those people may not be having a test.
Okay, Samantha Donovan reporting there from Melbourne. Thank you.